You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, October 18, 2022. West Texas and MIAI. Diamondback doubles down again on the Permian with Firebird deal. Published by Housley Carr. It would be tough to find a large U.S. E&P with a clearer, more consistent geographic focus than Diamondback Energy. Over the past 4 years, the Permian-centric producer has closed on four 10-figure deals, total value $13.7 billion, that together have added more than 200,000 net acres in the nation's leading shale-type oil play. Just this month, Diamondback went to the Permian well yet again, this time with a $1.6 billion deal to acquire Firebird Energy, a privately held Midland Basin producer that has been on a Permian buying spree of its own. When the deal closes later this year, Diamondback's total production in the Midland and Delaware basins will approach 400,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, or more than 100x what it was producing 10 years ago when the company had just gone public. In today's RBN blog, we discuss the company's latest acquisition and its rapid rise to Permian prominence. As we said a couple weeks ago at Almost Heaven, a blog about EQT Corporation's acquisition of natural gas production and midstream assets in the Marcellus Utica. The ongoing frenzy of M&A activity in the U.S. oil and gas space has been driven by a number of factors, including 1. Renewed confidence that, despite the likelihood of a near-term recession, hydrocarbon demand and prices will stay strong for years to come. 2. A preference among many larger E&Ps to grow production and free cash flow through acquisition, not aggressive capital spending. And 3. A desire by many smaller, privately held producers and midstreamers to cash in now and reap big gains as they do. No U.S. production area has seen more deals in the COVID-post-COVID era than the Permian. The biggies there include ConocoPhillips' $13.3 billion acquisition of Concho Resources, Chevron's $13 billion purchase of Noble Energy, Cabot Oil & Gas's $9.3 billion buy of Cimarex Energy. The combined company is now known as Coterra Energy, and Pioneer Natural Resources' $7.6 billion acquisition of Parsley Energy and $6.4 billion purchase of Double Point Energy, see our blog called Buy Buy Buy. The focus of today's blog, Midland, Texas-based Diamondback Energy, started out small in December 2007, when the then-private company acquired about 4,200 acres in the Permian. It completed its initial public offering, or IPO, in October 2012, when its production averaged less than 4,000 BOE per day, and has remained a Permian pure play ever since, growing its proven reserves in the Midland and Delaware basins, including those of its publicly traded Viper Energy Partners property acquisition subsidiary, from 64 million BOE in 2013 to 1,789 million BOE in 2021, a 52% compound annual growth rate, or CAGR. In the second quarter of 2022, Diamondback's production averaged just over 380,000 BOE per day, with 221,000 barrels per day of that crude oil. Diamondback has expanded through a mix of acquisitions and organic growth. It would be fair to say that few, if any, Permian producers, other than maybe Pioneer, have been more consistent, more persistent acquirers in West Texas. Diamondback NASDAQ symbol, FANG, bought Permian producers Ajax Resources for $1.2 billion in October 2018. Energen, FANG's biggest acquisition to date, for $9.2 billion the following month, Guidon operating for $1.1 billion in February 2021, and QEP Resources for $2.2 billion the month after that. QEP's 95,000 net acres and 25,000 BOE per day of production in the Bakken also were part of that deal, but Diamondback flipped them to Oasis Petroleum in a $745 million deal that closed last October. See Midnight at the Oasis for more on that. On October 11, Diamondback announced its first major acquisition of 2022, a definitive agreement to purchase Firebird Energy LLC for 5.86 million shares of FANG stock and $775 million in cash. The deal is valued at $1.6 billion. The cash portion of the transaction is expected to be funded through a combination of cash on hand, borrowings under Diamondback's credit facility, and/or proceeds from a senior notes offering. The deal is expected to close by the end of this year. So, what does Firebird bring to the table? The E&P has about 68,000 net acres in the Midland Basin, with most of the highly contiguous acreage in eastern Ector County, Texas, and the rest in adjoining Midland, Upton, and Crane counties. Firebird has been building its holdings and production in the Midland over the past few years. For example, in a December 2021 deal with Chevron, it purchased about 21,000 leasehold acres in the same four-county area. Firebird said at the time that the Chevron deal would allow more than 60 of its drilling locations to be converted from one-mile locations to two-mile locations, a reference to the longer horizontal drilling that could now be done thanks to the newly added, contiguous acreage. Diamondback said in its announcement that the bolt-on acquisition will provide it with an additional 353 gross, or 316 net, horizontal drilling locations and primary development targets in Middle Spraberry, Lower Spraberry, Wolfcamp A and Wolfcamp B formations, with an average lateral length of about 11,400 feet, just over 2 miles. Elsa said the deal will add more than a decade of inventory at Diamondback's ongoing development pace, including inventory that competes for capital right-of-way in the E&P's current development plan. Year-end production from Firebird's acreage is estimated at 22,000 BOE per day, with 17,000 barrels per day of that crude oil. Production from the acreage is expected to grow to 25,000 BOE per day, 19,000 barrels per day of it crude oil, in 2023. Diamondback currently holds about 421,000 net acres in the Permian, 268,000 in the Midland Basin, and 153,000 in the Delaware. By our count, the Firebird deal will increase its net acreage to about 489,000. Notably, and as we've seen in a number of recent acquisitions by others, Diamondback said that, on closing, it plans to reduce the operated rig count on Firebird's acreage from 3 to 1, and that 2023 production levels from the acreage can be maintained for multiple years by running only one rig. That aligns with what has become Diamondback's mantra, namely, to keep a lid on capital spending, increase production only gradually, optimize free cash flow generation, and return at least 75% of FCF to shareholders through base dividends, variable dividends, and stock repurchases. Prior to the third quarter of 2022, the company was committed to returning at least 50% of FCF to shareholders. In the second quarter, it returned 63%. The E&P noted that it expects the Firebird transaction to be immediately accretive on all relevant 2023 and 2024 financial metrics, including cash flow per share, free cash flow per share, and net asset value per share. It said that to maintain its strong balance sheet, Diamondback has set a target to sell at least $500 million of non-core assets by the end of next year, with the proceeds earmarked for further debt reduction. While it would be tempting to say that Diamondback is all about production, and highly efficient, low-cost production at that, we'd be remiss if we neglected to point out that the company in August completed its previously announced plan to acquire all of the remaining publicly held common units in Rattler Midstream LP, a limited partnership that Diamondback had formed to own, operate, develop, and acquire crude oil, natural gas, and water-related midstream assets in the Permian. In other words, Rattler is now fully owned by Diamondback. Among other things, Rattler owns crude oil and produced water gathering pipelines and sourced water delivery pipelines in areas where Diamondback is active, as well as 10% ownership interests in the Epic Crude and Gray Oak pipelines from the Permian to the Corpus Christi area, a 4% stake in the Wink to Webster crude oil pipeline from the Permian to the Houston area, and a 60% non-operated interest in Oryx Midland Oil Gathering, a Midland Basin oil gathering system. Rattler also owns a 25% interest in the WTG joint venture, which owns a majority stake in WTG Midstream, a Midland Basin-focused gas gathering and processing company. In sum, Diamondback's acquisition of Firebird, and all its acquisitions over the past few years, for that matter, have given the E&P a prominent place in the top tier of Permian producers, with an enviable inventory of high-graded, oil-focused production assets and strong midstream connections to key downstream markets. West Texas in Maya was written by Charlie Stout and appears as the first song on the Panhandler's debut album, The Panhandlers. The album was released in March 2020 on the Next Waltz Records, a Texas independent label. The band collaborated on writing the songs on the album during a writing session that took place over several days in Marfa, Texas. West Texas in My Eye is the only song on the album from an outside writer. All four band members are given a verse to sing in the song. West Texas in My Eye has been featured prominently in the hit cable television series Yellowstone, which stars Kevin Costner. Personnel on the record were Josh Abbott, William Clark Green, Don Bauman, and Clayto Cordero. Vocals, instrumentation. The album The Panhandlers was recorded at The Bunker in Lockhart, Texas, 30 miles outside Austin, in late 2019 and early 2020. Studio owner and The Next Waltz label owner Bruce Robeson produced and engineered the album. The Next Waltz, which describes their label as an analog record label for the digital age, recorded the band live to 2-inch tape, using analog equipment. The Panhandlers were formed in Lubbock, Texas, by Josh Abbott, William Clark Green, John Bauman, and Clayto Cordero in 2019. The band was formerly called Flatland Cavalry but changed its name to the Panhandlers as an homage to Texas music icons the Flatlanders, whose members are Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. They have released one studio album. The band tours occasionally, with dates in November in Fort Worth and Odessa, Texas.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.